Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, you guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV, and we are talking Jane the Virgin, Chapter 27. I am your host for the evening. Stephanie Georgie is sick, so I hope you get better. And we are talking Chapter 27, and I am your one of your hosts, Madison Chase. You can find me on YouTube at OneMadChase, and you can find me on Twitter at MadisonChaseFit. And my co-host.
Hi, I'm Amanda Richards. You can find me at AmandaFTA31 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And we have a man in our taking yes. in for Stephanie. Yep.
Yeah. I'm giving the male perspective yes. on Jane the Virgin show. Yes, yes. I'm Sean Overman. You guys can find me at Sean Austin O on Twitter and Instagram.
I love it.
And guys, I'm Sam Davidson. You could find me on Twitter at SamD43, and I am running the live chat again tonight, so please keep on talking. We love your feedback.
Yeah, so if you're on YouTube, are you, like, you're on live?
Yeah, on I'm okay. on live. We're on live. Like, I see what you guys are saying, and you are all hilarious and amazing.
So thank you guys for watching and, like, commentating on us and giving us some advice on what we should do better and all that good stuff. So let's jump into it. Again, this... All of the Jane the Virgins always start with a flashback. And the date, June 12th, is really significant. And I thought it was going to be something great, but at the end we find out that it's not such a great date.
It's kind of a sad date.
Yeah, it is kind of a sad day. Like, I didn't even... I had no idea. I'm like, what's June 12th? And we find out at the end. So, I love that we see a new little baby Jane. Like, we've never seen baby Jane before. I was like, she is so cute with her little curly hair.
Like
I loved her.
Like little toddler Jane.
Yeah, toddler Jane. She was 14 months, so I thought that was super cute. What did you guys think of this flashback scene?
Well, I thought it was nice to see that she's always been really artistic, whether it be with graffiti or with writing scripts.
Yeah. And I love how they included the writing is on the wall. So we saw, like, graffiti and kind of like it was like a motif for everything, pretty much. Even when you look at the pothead Snow dude,
Jon Snow.
Love so,
that guy.
Yeah, that was a great scene. He had a great cameo. Whoever that actor is, you did a great job. This is California. A lot of people smoke weed, so maybe that wasn't that hard.
I mean,
find him on Venice Beach.
I was going to say, you don't even have to have a casting session. You can just find someone on the street.
Right.
Most likely.
Sunset, maybe.
Just looks like Venice. Yeah, just looks
it
like
totally
Venice.
It totally looked like Venice. It looked like Venice.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I forgot this show's in Miami.
Yes.
Whoops. But I, again, loved the flashback because seeing Xiomara every time, it's like, oh my God, she was so young.
Yeah.
Like, way younger than Jane is now.
Not, she barely turned 18.
Oh my gosh. And just to see that teenager have it, like, it just really gives, like, an amazing, like, backstory to the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
The fact that she's like, hey guys, I can go to the mall now. Mm-hmm. And, like, such a teenage thing to say, and then she's helping her daughter, like, clean up graffiti on the wall.
Yeah.
It was a great dynamic to see.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Do you have anything? I see you looking over there, Sam.
Oh, sorry. People are just...
They're chiming in.
They're just talking about Britney.
I know.
We gotta get to Britney. We're gonna get Let's to Britney. Let's be honest.
Yeah, we're gonna get to Britney. That's what we started
guys,
with.
Britney's not an actress, okay? Give her some slack.
Oh, well, they were saying she's okay, we'll get to it. But we'll put a pin in that conversation.
Yeah, I have a lot to say about that.
Okay. Uh-oh, you do?
I'm sure everybody does.
Okay, all right. okay, so...
I think.
The monitor, the baby monitor seems to, like, have, like, a great role in this show just because... You have Jane listening to the monitor, and then you have Roth listening to the monitor. So it kind of has like an important role in this particular episode. So
for a telenovela, what an amazing tool for them to utilize
to eavesdrop.
They're going high tech
on the novellas with the baby monitor. And you know what? There's a really great app. This is a sidebar. It's called Life 360. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
It's like you could keep track of like your, well, me and my mom keep track of each other because she's in another state. So mm-hmm. she could always say, oh, you just made it home. Are you at the grocery store? So that's another way if you want to spy on somebody.
It's like totally GPS tracking.
Yeah, it's kind of like GPS tracking, but it's more for me and my mom, it's more about safety. But for people who, and you could also look up like sexual predators in your area, the crimes. Yeah, it's great for that too, so. Shout out to Life 360. Okay.
Or there's the app Find My Friends or Friends.
Find My Friends.
Which is like very similar. You can see like where your friends are in the area.
Oh, I don't care about that. I know where my friends are. Yeah. But I'm talking about spying on people if you wanted to spy. So then we were talking about the baby monitor, mm-hmm. but this is like a really great app. So mm-hmm. yeah.
I wonder how much that happens in real life.
How people spy on
if each other? No, if people can, like, actually, if people end up hearing things through baby monitors that they never thought they would.
Oh. It's like the first time I've seen that utilized really? As a plot line. I can't remember exactly where from, but I think a lot of things in other shows and movies and stuff have happened over baby. And
I especially, feel like it'd be a Modern Family or something.
Yeah, well, nowadays, too, that everything's so high tech.
That's so true. Yeah. That's very, very true.
The next thing we're going to see is someone has a dog, and it's going to be some kind of device on the dog's, collar relaying the whole security, GPS, or like a monitor type thing.
Yeah.
Or just phones, you know?
That's true.
I'm always afraid if I'm like talking about someone that by accident I called them on the phone.
That has happened to me before.
It makes me really nervous.
That is a nerve-wracking kind of thing, yeah. So make sure your phone is off when you're gossiping.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Petra. You love Petra, so we're going to let you talk about Petra.
Well, I kind of like that Jane said, what did she say? She's like, I care about you in a, like, enemy, whatever kind of way.
But I like that she's so honest about it because she was like, 98% of it is about Mateo. And the other 2% is because you're a woman, maybe. I mean, I would think that that's probably why she did it, but not because she really cares about Petra. She just doesn't want Petra's crazy husband to be Milos because he's crazy. And we see in the episode why he's crazy, and then we see why money is so important. Like, I think when you want, like, seedy things like money, you reap what you sow. And this is a great episode where you see, oh, yeah, she wanted him for money, but then you see where he's getting the money from.
But is that really... Was there something else that I missed? Because I felt as though that I missed something. Like, does Petra really need the money? Why exactly?
Does she need the money? What?
No, I mean, she's going to be getting divorced from Raphael. Like, she's going to be quite okay.
Wasn't he forcing her?
Yeah, I feel like it was a blackmail thing.
Yeah, wasn't he, like, threatening her life? Because he gets down, you know.
Yeah,
he got down on one knee. I'm not sure, I think it was last episode, right? And then he's like, you will marry me, right? He's, like, forcing her, like, threatening her.
Yeah, I thought it was some type of a threatening.
But so you didn't pick up on it either, exactly, because I was like, did I miss something in the last couple episodes is, like, what he has on her that is... If any of you guys know, I know you're watching, please tell us, because I think there is something that we might be missing.
I think definitely that the mother, you know, she tried to break them up, and he got acid on... He was trying to throw it on Petra, but he got acid on the mother's face. So I think he... pretty much, he knows how she operates, and he knows that she's money motivated. So I think that's what he has on her. I don't know if he has. You were saying something about like maybe potentially bribing her or blackmailing her.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, especially since she's getting divorced from Raphael, and she does have the job that she has, which is a good job.
Wait, but she got the job because of him. he actually bought her into the partnership for the hotel.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
There's some tie. And there it is.
There. That's the tie. So the reason why she got that job is because of Milos. Because he has dirty money, which we didn't know that he had dirty money until
this episode. He used it to get shares in the hotel. Right. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. now she is part of it.
Yes.
Too.
Yes. So, yeah, and that was interesting because they're not in California where you get half of your spouse's money.
What is it in Florida?
That's a good question. So if anybody knows, we could Google it and see. But I'm not sure.
But they said they had a prenuptial agreement.
I was about to say that. I'm sure they have a prenup. Yeah.
And I remember like in season one where she was trying to run the clock out or something like that.
Yes, right?
Yeah, 10 years.
Was it 10 years or 5 years? 10 years. Hmm.
10 years. 10 years. I think the prenup is,
okay.
If she doesn't stick around for 10 years, then she gets nothing.
Right.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Okay, so.
But with that being said, she is having Raphael's baby, which is going to provide, 18 years of child support plus, whatever else, so. I do wish that we got more of an explanation as, why she was so keen on, letting Milos do whatever he wanted. Because it was a little unclear.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But I also think, too, sometimes, even though you're in, a dysfunctional relationship, oftentimes the part that's, the good part, you'll remember and you'll reminisce about it. And you're like, oh, he did buy me the violin when I was poor. So I love that they showed that backstory.
Me, too. I was Petra so happy and to Milos. See her.
But and it gave her character a little bit more depth.
It totally did. I was
It made you kind of feel for her.
It made me feel for her, but then I also think you become a byproduct of your environment. She wanted so much money because they were so poor. But the pendulum swings either far to the left or far to the right. And right now she's far to the right where she is just focused on the money and not necessarily. She did the artificial insemination so she could get Roth back. So why would you marry Milos? It doesn't make
sense. But now at least we understand a little bit where it comes from.
Yeah, she's crazy.
That's she's crazy. But we understand a little bit where it comes from.
Yeah, totally. Wait, was that it for that story?
No, what about the grenades at the end?
Oh, I was going to wait till we got to
that. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I was like, that's part of the storyline with Petra.
Yeah, no, it was coming.
I apologize.
That's okay. So let's talk about the end then, Amanda, since you got us there. So I was not expecting bombs. I thought that was an interesting storyline with the credit card scam or the online scam. That was interesting.
That was funny when the flashback, when Petra's mom was like, oh, I have a, my family. Then he's like, oh, no, that's just me.
I like prank. I like to make money, too. It's okay.
Right. That's pretty good, Sean. You're doing good.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. I liked that was a different little twist. I didn't see bombs coming.
Yeah. So he smuggled in through, because of the wedding, he was able to smuggle in grenades.
As gifts.
Also known as pineapples in the military world. Wedding gifts.
Wedding gifts.
Oh my.
So that brings us to the beautiful, talented, she's back, Britney Spears, because I was like, how are they, when I saw the previews, I'm like, how are they bringing Britney? What is she going to do? So she was going to be a wedding singer for their wedding. Is that right?
Milos and Petra's wedding.
Yeah. But she was going to be the main event, right? The main act?
Yes.
Yeah.
But she didn't end up singing. Why?
I think we just didn't get to see it because of all the commotion that happened with Raph and Michael fighting.
Yes.
So we got distracted from it.
Okay, because I'm like, why didn't we get to see? But I thought it was cute that Jane had a vision, and so we did get to see her, dance with Britney, so I thought that was super cute.
But the audience at this point knows Jane so well, and it's like, oh, Jane, what a dream.
Right.
She's a dreamer.
She can dance.
Yeah, she did a good job.
She kept up with Britney.
Mm-hmm, she did. I love the little entourage, Britney entourage, where they look like little robots.
Everything was just so comical about Britney, because I feel like Britney can act. Dude, some of the people in the chat room say the same thing.
What are they saying on the chat room?
You say she can act or she can't?
She cannot. Oh, can't. Cannot. Sorry, let me enunciate the T.
I think there was a day when she could, probably when she was a child in the Mickey Mouse Club.
She is so bad now. Like, I feel like Rogelio, he's like, obviously because his character is an actor, he's like, he kind of like overacts a little bit. And I feel like in this episode, he had to overact even more.
Because of Brittany.
Because Brittany was there to make it more humorous and comical, just to cover up how bad Britney Spears is acting.
I feel like though she was told, I feel like the direction she was given was to be a little over the top. Because it's the whole telenovela and that's like his world. But at the same time, it was a lot. It was a lot to handle.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't think she did that bad. Really?
Like, that is so nice.
I loved her mermaid hair a lot.
Yeah. Did you? Now that was not good.
I thought it wasn't that great, but she's a performer, so she's got to do something crazy with her hair, her outfits, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have liked the color, but it looked a little too, like, ratty. Like, I hate when you can see through hair. Mm. And I think if you're going to add some extensions, make it full. Like, give us mermaid coming out of the water, Brittany.
That's and she does have an amazing body.
Yeah.
To be in those little outfits. Mm-hmm.
How many kids? Three?
Two. Okay. Two boys. With that being said, I do wish we could have seen her sing.
Now the singing part of it.
Well, you know what I was going to say, sing. Not okay, whatever.
Her lip sync.
Okay. That's what she would have done, lip singing.
Yeah, I wish we could have seen her pretend to sing. But just like, you know, it's like that's why she was there, but also she was there as a plot line for Rogelio. Which was outlandish.
Plot line. I loved it.
Super cute. I wonder if she's going to come back because I feel like they're not just going to use her for just one episode.
I wonder how that happened. Do you think she was interested in being on the show, or do you think they went out for her?
Mm. I think because I used to work at a management company, and like when they would do things like that on those big shows, they would map out the season and then have a casting thing to send to agents and managers to be like, we need a star that is a big person in this field and that is between this age and this age. Mm. So they cast a wide net. They probably had a few people, do you know what I mean? And then when they got Brittany, it was like, oh, okay. But yeah, when writing it, it could have been Christina Aguilera, like Mandy Moore.
You can act.
Right.
That totally makes sense because there's, you can act.
I'm just saying. I love burlesque.
Yeah, I mean.
Hysterical.
I mean, I thought they did the best they could with what they had, if that makes sense. Like, she kind of overacted, but they made it part of the whole scenario. You know, it wasn't like a grounded scene with Jane about the baby. She wasn't giving Jane, like, advice about the baby, or about Michael even.
Right.
She was, you know, doing something ridiculous. So, at the end of the day, I do think it worked.
Yeah. Now, so you're saying she was overacting, right?
Yes.
I was too.
Does anyone disagree with me?
What do you say?
I don't know. She was whatever. It was fine. Like, she's Brittany.
Exactly.
Brittany.
It works.
But you know what?
It works with Rogelio. If she was partnered up with anybody else having some kind of, like, situation with them, it wouldn't have worked. But because Rogelio is the way he is, she was the perfect match for him.
Yeah.
And then I think with the entourage, like, looking like robots, like, I think they were, like, going over the top with, you know, be really ditzy, like, I felt like that was part of it, so.
Watch, she really starts to do that. She starts to have a little entourage around her all the time.
Did she have a reality TV show at some point?
Her and Kevin Federline, they did. And it is, like, some serious gold. If you find it online. No, I'm not kidding.
People find it online.
People forget about it, but MTV did, and it was a lull in Britney's career, which now, like, she would never do a reality show. I mean, to us, we think Britney's always been hot. There was a few years, though, where it was,
she
like...
wasn't so hot.
So, yeah, 2007.
That's true.
I'll never forget.
But Britney, she's, you know, she's a girl from the South, so big ups to Britney Spears. We like you.
We do like you, Brittany. Please don't anyone take away that I do not like her, because I love Brittany.
It was the acting. It could be better. Is that what you're thinking?
That's all.
Okay, just better. So that's how we're going to
spin it. But at the end of the day, it works. So I'm actually not mad at all.
Gotcha.
It made for a humorous episode.
Exactly.
It did.
Okay. I'm not upset. I've moved on.
Okay, so do we want to go Michael first or Raph first?
Oh, the chat roll is just freaking... They just have started long ago. They're fighting.
I gotta say, I'm really disappointed with Michael because, like, I knew since episode one that he had some kind of baggage when his...
Temper issues.
Yeah. When his brother was like, hey, what if I told everybody here how you really are?
Yeah.
And I just feel like now we get to see that. And it hurt Mateo, which was just awful. And now I was actually kind of choking back tears a little bit while I was at the viewing station watching the episode. It was really sad, like, to see her tearing up and to see Michael tearing up. It's just a really bad situation because I was rooting for Michael too, as opposed to Raphael.
Really?
So you're team Michael, or were?
I was team Michael. Now I don't know what to do. Now I'm like, I'm in the wind now.
And that's interesting because you're married, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like Raphael's really unstable, even though he has financial stability. Michael, I always thought he was always, like, he was really honest all the time. And that made him the better pick, right? Mm-hmm. But, and even though he did things like let Nadine go, he did the right thing in that situation, right? Mm-hmm. So eventually he told about it, right? Right? That he did last episode. So those are things that were, like, redeemers for him.
Right.
And Raphael was always in the negative for me.
You think?
Yeah.
I was Team Raw from the beginning, and then last episode, I kind of became Team Michael for a minute. I think it was just the snowfall that changed my mind. Like, it put me in a dream state.
It did for Jane, too.
Exactly. But this week, I'm back. I'm back to Raw. And you know what? I think Michael is just a little bit... He's a good person, but he does some sketchy stuff.
Yes.
Even the fact that he went in and looked at those videos in his boss's office, I mean, it's not a good idea.
No, it's not. And
it's not a good idea.
He lost control. That's exactly what happened, and now he's just spiraling down.
He's spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to become a vigilante now with Nadine, and maybe he'll even, like, this is an early prediction, but maybe even work with Sin Rostro for some reason. Who knows?
Or Petra.
Yeah, or Petra. Or do something weird like that. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel bad for him now. And it's all just because...
I don't feel bad.
It's because he's losing his job. That's the worst thing you can do for a guy.
I feel really bad for Michael. Why don't you guys feel bad?
I just...
Taking a cop's, like, shield and gun away, that's like taking their livelihood. That's everything they strove for, like, for years, you know?
And he's done everything he's done for love, for Jane.
But that's all he cares about is the love for Jane.
Right.
And nothing else. What about your job? What about, like, being a good person within your job?
Right.
Someone says Michael's low-key shady, which is basically what Raphael says.
Yes.
But, like, high-key.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost too, he's manipulated all of us, even the viewers, into thinking, like, he's such this amazing person because all he cares about is Jane.
But it becomes almost like an obsession instead of love. Like, I think sometimes love kind of intersects with crazy obsession, like, you're all I want and I don't care what I have to do to get you. And I think that's, like, that spiraling out of control, I feel like that's what he's doing now. Like, he's losing it.
If there's anything I would be worried about with Michael, it's that, you know, that's put a lot of cops are abusers at home because they have a very violent job. They're dealing with criminals all the time. And even though he's probably, you know, like, he's a strong person, he has to balance ethics a lot of the time.
Mm.
It could get to the point where he does things like this, like what he did with Raphael. And who knows, maybe someday if he was married to Jane, he would push her and break glass and hurt his child. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or hurt Jane even worse.
See,
right?
We're on the same page. Because I think she was kind of like, you just... Like, you got so wrapped up that you didn't even realize that my baby was here. And when I saw blood on Mateo's arm, I was like, that's it. You're back to Roth.
That's what sucks. That's what sucks because it erases everything that Michael has done that is so amazing. He didn't know he was going to break the glass and that the glass was then going to hit Mateo. It was an accident.
Yes, it was an accident, Sam. Are you Team Michael?
I, like, didn't know what this one I was, like, I realized how Team Michael I was because how upset I was at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And really sad for him.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Even when he left and he had to give his gun back, I just...
Yeah.
To me, I'm just like, you're such a wimp.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? He's a gentleman.
I'm with you.
He just looks so, like... He doesn't look like a cop to me.
Yeah.
He looks like he's a... I don't know.
He's a hot cop.
Yeah, he's handsome. Cute, yeah. But as far as being right for Jane, I totally am still Team Roth. Because I think once you lie, You'll steal once you'll steal. You'll kill once you'll kill. You'll cheat. Like, all of those things, like, spiral out of control if you're more concerned with what are people going to think about me, right, or what do I really want. And if you have selfish reasons for wanting what you want, then you get what happened to Mateo. That's what happens.
I mean, but, okay. Someone said, Roxy says, why so much bashing on Michael? And I agree. Just think about how much he has done for this family.
He's done
for
a lot.
Jane, for the baby.
I agree.
He got them the appointment with the attorney
for the
general,
green card,
right?
Yeah.
Or
whoever
it is for the state to do the whole, like, get the immigration status moving along with Abuela,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's always there. Whenever Jane calls, he does something. Every time. Mm-hmm.
And that's like what your best friend should do for you. I don't know if it's necessarily her husband. I think I have friends like that I could call. We've never dated across the line. So I just think that is, they're good friends and he's going to always care about her. But as far as being a better father, I think Roth wins for me. I'm still Team Roth.
It's Team Roth. But last week I was Team Michael for a minute. So
mm-hmm.
I get it.
Oh, you look like you're going to cry, Sam.
That's a great thing about this show, and any show that's like a long-form drama like this, is it just the writers have so much... They can play with our emotions so easily and make us switch sides over and over again.
Yeah.
And that happened for me tonight. Like, I never thought that I would be switching to Team Roth. But I'm kind of, you know, I'm edging towards her just a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And I do like that they're showing us flaws. A little bit. Mm-hmm. It just shows that, you know, he's a human and he's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice.
Yeah. What about you, Sam?
I mean, I love Roth. Like, mm-hmm. I really do. And I do think that he, at the end of the day, they need to be a family.
Mm-hmm.
But, as Steph has said before, like, family is a unique term. Like, now family can mean so many different things.
Right.
And also, this is a telenovela, so who knows if someone's going to slip into a coma, and then Jane will have her problem solved, and, like, one will just be asleep for a little while, and she can have fun with the other one, and then, you know, let's just switch off.
Yeah.
That's fine with me, too.
It looks like our engineer, Alexis, is giving us a message. I'm with you, Sam. Hashtag Team Michael.
Yeah, it's like nice guys finish last kind of thing is what... I feel like that's what this episode should have been called. Nice guys finish last.
I think nice girls finish last, too. Because Jane is like, she's really confused. And sometimes you want someone to unequivocally choose you and be the right person. And I think neither one of them have really stepped up. Because even if we're looking at Roth and how he was kind of like, nope, don't say it. Nope. And, like, getting Louisa to kind of help, like, chime in, like, she chose Michael. And I got to stop it. Like, you can't stop the way someone feels. Like, if that's her decision. But mm-hmm. I love that he is at least trying to fight for her. He's trying his best.
For their family.
Yeah, for their family. So I think that he's doing it for the right reasons. I just like Roth.
Someone did say, though, that crazy does run in the family.
Oh.
And so you don't know what Roth's gonna, you know.
That's true.
That's not true.
I feel like next episode we're gonna learn, like, I'm gonna be back to Team Michael. I feel like they are playing with my emotions that much.
People say that they're Team Mateo, which is what...
that's
right.
So cute. Yeah, no, I'm still Team Roth.
Team
I'm kind of consistent. I'm all about Roth.
I'm not consistent at all.
Really? I'm consistent. I'm pretty consistent in life and on this show. So
I'm a Libra. My mind changes constantly.
No, I'm a Leo. We are steady Eddies. We do not change our mind. Okay, so what else do we need to talk about? Let's talk about...
Someone on the chat board said, I'm done with both of the guys. Jane should be... Stay single.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read
yes.
that already?
I think I said that a couple weeks ago or maybe last week.
But why, though? Why should she say... I want her to have sex. That's what I want her to
That's
do.
That's what I said
I
last
want her
week.
To get married and have a lot... I feel like she's sexually frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of women are. but I feel like she should get married. Like, I think a lot of times women have kids, especially because it's becoming a cycle, right? Because you see Abuela single. You see Ziamata single. Now Jane is single. And so if you keep focusing on your child, you never open yourself up to, like, date and find romance. And so we have three generations of single mothers. Like, come on.
they're all women in the house.
Exactly.
Rogelio is a transient guy that comes in and out. Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And Mateo's the only one who's really a permanent resident there, who's a boy.
Who's a boy. So I feel like she needs to make a decision so it's not another generation of women raising men. Or raising, because I feel like women really can't raise young boys to be men. I don't care how well you try. It's not, it doesn't work. And so I feel like she needs to make a decision. Jane.
Well, he already has a plethora of men in his life just, like, vying for him. I think he'll, you know, Mateo will have so many people in his life.
He will, but having someone to say, I'm your father, is completely different than, oh, Uncle Michael. Which I think is going to happen.
Well, I mean, we've established, like, they will have, it, whether they're together or not, you know, Roth and Jane, like, some kind of custody, you know. So he will have Roth as a presence in his life.
I just want her to get married and have sex, that's all.
I just want her to have
both of them sex. I think she's such a good person,
she's not going to
Doesn't make you a bad person.
No. I'm saying based on Jane the Virgin, like the original concept, she was religious, and so she wanted to wait to get married, and Michael and her dated for 2 years, so you waited all this time.
Yeah, and he's probably the one that's super sexually frustrated. She doesn't even know what she's missing.
He had some with Nadine. He's good.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's true. She tied him over.
Yeah, she tied him over. So, yeah.
He's fine for now.
Yeah, he's good.
Roxy, our fan, that's amazing. That makes a lot of comments.
Hi,
said something super interesting. I just want to make a point. Jane wants Mateo to be surrounded by good people.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't want Petra to marry Milos
mm-hmm.
because he is a bad person. But then what about Raphael's sister?
She's not a bad person. She just gets into bad situations.
Yes, I totally agree.
If anything, Luisa actually has a really big heart.
She does.
She loves very easily, and she trusts people too much.
Yes, and she's super naive and immature. Yes, and
I feel
emotional.
Like that's me.
Really? Yeah, you feel like Luisa's you?
But like on a good day. But no, maybe like my like inner like bad self is Luisa, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I can see that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I definitely feel like I'm Jane. That's why I'm like, please get married, have sex. So that would be me. Who would you be?
Xiomara.
Who would you be?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I want to be Milos because he was so damn funny this episode.
Yes,
how about that?
He was very funny.
Actually, no, I'm Petra. Let's
You're
be
Petra.
Real.
You I'm totally Petra. Are Petra because you love Petra.
Blonde.
Petra.
Yeah, you're super blonde.
I love the villain. I love it.
But
is she
nice? I don't think she's really a villain.
She's like an ambiguous character, you know? She just wants what she wants.
And she wears the best clothes.
She does. Those royal blue shorts today.
I was
amazing.
Like,
yeah, they are amazing. Whoever does the wardrobe for the show is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Michael and his partner. So here's the thing where you're looking at his dishonesty. Like, he doesn't realize that he's being set up and she's actually watching him. And the same thing happened with him and Nadine. Like, Nadine tried to, like, no, that's not right. Like, there was an issue with them where he was dishonest again. So you keep seeing this resounding thread of him not being honest, and it catches up with him where he loses his badge and he loses his job potentially. And I think once a man loses his job, then what is he going to do? Like you said, he might work for Sin Rocha. So I definitely see he's going to be out of he's going to spiral out of control.
I'm really glad that you brought that up, Madison, because with him and when you had Michael working with Nadine,
mm-hmm.
obviously Nadine was like a bad apple, right? Because
mm-hmm.
she was working with Sin Rostro, even
mm-hmm.
if she was being blackmailed a little bit. Am I
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you get to see the comparison. It's all like relative between the two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he's not a bad person because he's not working for the big like
right.
baddie that she's working for,
right?
Right? He's not on the take. But then when you have him partnered up with someone who's by comparison is like
a clean white sheet
that has like she has a photographic memory.
Yes.
She always tells on him at every chance she gets, right? That's of course he's going to look bad.
Yes.
So but I feel like Michael did certain things that were bad because in the situation, like if you look at it, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Right? Someone who's his partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nadine, He had a relationship with her a little bit. He arrested her. He detained her. He was like, you know what? But you helped me out a little bit in this one thing, so I'm gonna let you go. Yeah, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna give you a head start.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. We forgot to talk about one thing. I don't know if
we're still going.
There.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry, but someone mentioned it because I don't know if we passed the storyline, which I just really want to make sure we bring up. Siomara. Eating the chocolate.
Oh, we're gonna get
okay,
to that.
Okay, good. But as long as we don't pass over the chocolate.
Yeah, that was
hysterical.
Yeah, I
just wanna make sure.
That was brilliant.
Just, here, continue. Continue. We will get to the chocolate.
Soon. We will get to the chocolate. Very soon.
So what were you saying? You were talking about...
I was finishing up. I was just saying, like, whenever you compare any of these characters to another character, then they're always going to look different from that perspective, right?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Michael, with his new partner, he looked bad. Mm-hmm. With his old partner, he was a saint in comparison.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's just something about him going into his boss's office and looking up that.
Yeah. He got driven to that.
Yeah.
That's what he had desperation.
But
he shouldn't have done it.
I think it was more desperation because he felt like it was Roth. He felt like maybe Roth came in and said something because that's why he had to confess to Jane, like, nope, it was...
Well, exactly, but that shows what a good person Michael is because he could have just gone to the conclusion, yeah, it's Roth, I'm not going to triple check and go and break into my boss's office because I want to make sure that I did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when he realized that he didn't, he admitted it and he lost his job.
And he went to Jane, too. He straight up told her. He didn't keep it to himself.
That's true.
And let her think that Roth's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, you know what? I found out it's not him, and I made a mistake.
But after he already punched Roth.
Yes,
right.
That is
pretty
true.
Much.
People like make a brutal mistakes.
He got in the heat of the moment.
You guys, you said he makes mistakes. He could have killed the baby. What if the glass hit Mateo on the neck?
Hey, Roth was getting into it, too. Let's not make him super innocent.
Man, in that situation, if it went to court, who the heck would be responsible?
That's a crazy situation.
Michael, because he started it.
Yeah, Michael started it.
Yeah, ultimately Michael.
Because he thought he told the police officer about what happened. So I think,
Well, someone too said, which they touched on last week, the new partner is doing some kind of investigation
on him.
Michael.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I still don't completely understand, like, her place, and is she just a mole? Is she really his partner?
I don't think she's really his partner. I think she was sent maybe because of what happened to Nadine. Like, she's always trying to figure out, so that was your old partner, right? And you're on the phone with her. Like, she's trying to put two and two together because either maybe Michael's boss was suspicious and they brought her in. But he was kind of like dismissing her too. So that's what you get too for not giving someone your undivided attention, and not only not giving them your undivided attention, but respecting people that you work with. Like, had he respected her and said, you know what? Okay, this is my new partner. This is what we're going to do. It's not Nadine. She's not crooked. And I'm going to really build a relationship and try to respect my partner. But instead of assuming that one, I don't know if it was because she was a woman or she has a little country accent, that he was kind of like, I'm going to dismiss you.
Someone also just said something very interesting, which I've been saying for a long time. I feel like Michael might die at some point because if they're playing both as such good guys, one of them's got to go.
Be the bad guy.
And someone says that, does no one remember in the first season, the narrator said something about Michael dying. Which I don't remember. And someone's asking what episode it is. If you guys know what it is, like, let us know, because I will go back and rewatch it, because Michael is a good guy. Like, he's not a bad guy. They could have, in this season, made him go in the direction of being a bad guy, but right away, he did the right thing all the time.
I don't think he's going to die.
He could be going down a slippery slope right now.
I think he's going down a slippery slope, and he's going to get into some trouble, but I can't see him dying, because you have to have that love triangle, that threesome. You got to have it, because, she's got to be able to have this confusion with... And we see that, like, it's a resounding thing with Rogelio Ziamata and his ex-wife. So we see that there's always this kind of threesome that... So I don't think he's going to die. I don't think that's going to happen, so...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Anybody else? Thoughts?
I can't wait. Well, actually, I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, because you're team,
Michael.
But if
and when it does, just remember.
You said it first. Yeah. And I think Alexis would be sad because she's Team Michael, too. So let's talk about June 12th, the sad day. And also Abuela going to get her green card. And we have the interesting character Snow, and I love that. Yeah, Zed, otherwise known as Snow. I love that she tries. Ziamara gets a little emotional, probably because she was 14 and she realized, oh, I made a stupid mistake and I shouldn't have done that. But 2020 is hindsight, and so I love that Jane is like, okay, like she's always trying to help her mom, like calm down, and her dad too. Like she seems to be more of the mature adult when she's talking to her mom and her dad, and so she tries to break it down. Got me, like she started using all the slang, and I don't think it quite worked.
She thought it was going to work, though.
She thought it was going to work, but he gave her a lovely parting gift, that chocolate bar with a little bit of something extra in it.
What was it, 70% cacao and then 30% weed?
Yeah. But when you don't really take anything, I'm sure it could be like the other way around. Yeah. More like 30% cacao and 70% weed. So I don't know what made them eat the bar. I have no idea.
They were just hungry, and she took it home, and they saw it laying on the table, I guess.
Here's my question, though. It doesn't. I obviously don't know that much about weed. It doesn't smell the chocolate.
I don't know about that. I haven't had any edibles.
No, edibles are not to say that I'm a weed expert or anything, but because I'm allergic, I have to be careful. So yeah, there's no smell.
Interesting. Yeah. That makes sense. And I know too, like poppy seeds, if you ever have like a drug test, eating poppy seeds will do the same thing to your drug test. Yeah, it's an opium.
But you have to have a lot. You have to have like the equivalent of like 3 dozen muffins.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a huge amount.
Oh, I thought you had like a poppy seed bagel.
You're in trouble. So yeah, I love that they were trying to play it straight. Ziamara and Abuela, and she was like, no, and Jane's always like trying to work situations out, and she's like, no, just nod your head, and that didn't work. So what are they saying?
People just mentioned it, just how funny it was and like how amazing they played it. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, you know, these women need to chill. Mm-hmm. So and honestly, what they did worked, because mm-hmm. they got a little smarter after I guess they came down a bit. But it was fun. Like, these people need a little lightness, and I liked that it didn't blow up in our faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially Abuela, because she's always like, oh, Santo de Dios. She's always like crossing herself, and she's always scared about everything, right? Yeah, like she was scared about she was scared about not having a green card, getting deported whenever, mm-hmm. like the police just came for some like random thing last mm-hmm. season, right? Mm-hmm. So she's always scared about that stuff, and it's I'm glad that she lightened up, because she had a little bit of the cacao and weed mixture, and that she was able to take some action, her and CMR, and do something fun and get results.
Yes. And lightened up. Did she lighten up?
And I love later in the episode when Jane, I think Jane was FaceTiming Rogelio, and you just see them in the back, like, eating and putting things in their mouth.
They're
like,
snacking.
So
and Jane was like, and they're actually really annoying me.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I also love when Jane said to her mom, Mom, aren't you going to put a sweater on over that blouse or whatever? Because she is like the mom to her mom. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's interesting. So I think that's pretty much it. Did we cover everything?
Yeah.
The wedding. So June 12th. We haven't gotten to that part. So June 12th, I thought was going to be something not so sad. So it was the anniversary of her husband's death, Abuela's husband's death.
Abuelo Mateo.
Yeah. So that was, I thought it was an interesting twist, because normally there are like some emotional things, but that was like really, really sad. And they showed the backflash of Abuela with her husband's picture crying. I was like, that's really sad.
So
she
remembered that day that he died was the day she wanted to lock herself in the room and not go out.
Yeah.
But if she had gone out with young Xiomara, then she would have prevented her from committing that felony with Zed
Snow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
But also, I loved at the end when they were talking about, you know, June 12th and everything. And they had Mateo, it was the three of them Jane and, you know, Xiomara and Abuela. And then Mateo smiled for the first time when they started talking about Mateo. Yeah. That he's smiling down on them,
yes.
Abuela said. And then Mateo smiles.
Yeah.
It was like, that was such a Jane the Virgin moment. I was like,
that was a great moment. That was a great
moment. That's a Jane the Virgin moment. Like, whenever they're in the bed, all three of them together, yes. It's like, that's the show. Now with Mateo.
So, any predictions, you guys? Who's got some?
I think that Michael.
Now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I think that sadly Michael is going down a not good path.
Agreed.
Second.
You know, he's going to get involved with the Sinrostro thing, but perhaps try to win Jane back by providing her with information by being a double agent of sorts. And
since Nadine.
Yeah, exactly. So he'll try to play both teams. It's probably not going to work out.
It's definitely not going to work.
Yeah. And I think that Jane's going to be single. Like, she's going to just want to be with Mateo for a while. Which doesn't make it fun to watch. Because we don't want to see her with a baby all the time. But I don't know. Like, this would be crazy if someone new came in, because that's just too much. Maybe she just needs kind of a break from the two of them to just be a single mother that is young and single. I don't know. I mean, you know.
And she's in grad school. Yeah.
She's in grad school.
That's too much.
Yeah, we need to see more grad school also.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of.
Maybe she'll meet someone in grad school. Mm-hmm. Like a study buddy.
Or a teacher.
It's
a telenovela.
Yeah. This is so true.
Yeah, you'd maybe be a little bit more understanding of her having a child, perhaps, if it was a professor.
Exactly.
He might have older.
He might have his own kids, too.
That's true, the same age as her, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm kind of on the same wavelength with you, Sam, as with Michael, like, going down a darker path, mm-hmm. and he's probably going to be used or recruited by Sinrostro. But, yeah, I think he's going to, like, just get all the information he can. He's probably going to look really bad for several episodes.
I agree.
And we're just going to see him blackmailed and doing all these things that he wouldn't normally do. But then...
Or maybe he would.
But at some point, he's just going to... There's going to be some kind of thing that just switches. And I love how they do, like, the lack of dramatic irony in this show, mm-hmm. where they don't show you things purposefully, and then they reveal it later on. So the narrator, he's going to do something like, oh, you remember that time when he was doing this, doing that? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? He was really doing this. And then Michael ends up being a great guy to us again several episodes down the line.
Mm-hmm. I do love that the narrator always tells you exactly what's going on and gives his own opinion. Like, the narrator is a character. He has his own perspective. Yeah. And I just think that adds so much. But I think that maybe Michael's going to also hook up with Petra. They're going to come together, and maybe it's going to end up being, like, Jane, Roth, and Louisa against Petra, Michael, and I don't know.
Petra, and Michael, Sinrostro. And Milos?
Possibly.
Milos
Something
is
like
crazy,
that.
Though.
But I also think we're going to see some more flaws with Roth as well.
Yes, and I think we're going to see Petra either spiraling out of control because she didn't anticipate that Milos was so crazy with the bombs, because he's like, oh, we're married now, and so you cannot convict me. I'm like, oh.
You cannot testify against
You cannot testify against husband.
Right. That's really good. I tried to do my accent.
That's okay. I've been doing Russian accent for many years.
Wait, I have a question, though. Is he now a U.S. citizen because he married Petra?
Yes. I would think so.
Was that a reason?
No, it doesn't happen overnight. It's like a process.
Right.
That's why he said you have to make it believable.
Yeah. For at least a couple of years.
Yeah.
Which is interesting that they're playing with the dynamic of he's gaining his citizenship, but also Abuela's having an issue with citizenship. And I also love how they were like, vote, vote, vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They brought in the little political side.
The show is really good about a lot of contemporary issues.
I saw that. You're right. With Donald Trump. That's interesting. I'm not even going to talk about him.
But that was smart.
Yeah, that was very smart.
That's my prediction.
That's your prediction. Yeah. Do you have predictions, Amanda?
That was my prediction.
That was yours. Okay.
Petra, my little war zone that I made.
Yeah, okay.
Versus who.
You did say that. I think I've said my predictions throughout pretty much. But I definitely don't think that there's going to be another person. What someone saying?
One of our fans has a prediction. It's from Memes 135. She said, she said, I still think Mateo is the narrator.
Yeah, I think she said that before. People have, and the narrator, people have said too, if you notice, leans Team Michael. Which is interesting, but I do think it would be fun to have the narrator be someone that we know.
I could see that happening because obviously we have Rogelio being an actor and he's an EP. Mm-hmm. He has his grandson in the picture, right, in his life. Mm-hmm. So he could potentially be raising the grandson, grooming him to be an actor. Jane's got it in the works to be a writer on the shows,
the telenovelas. And then they write Jane the Virgin.
And this is all their whole novella of their life.
Yeah.
I love it. So that's it. So where can we find you guys on your social media?
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, online at samdavidsonentertainment.com or on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
You guys can follow me at Sean Austin O. That's SEANAUSTINO on Twitter and Instagram. And be sure to check out my book on the iTunes iBookstore, City of Angels and Discontent. Download it. Download the free sample and leave a review and give me 5 stars. If you don't like it, give me 4 stars. Thanks.
And you can find me at AmandaFTA31, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and YouTube, Madison Chase Fit or Madison Chase Fitness. So thank you guys for watching and listening and streaming live with Sam over there, and we'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.